Good afternoon. This is Atlas 2, Thematic Group 3, Global Internet, the User, from 3 p.m. to 4:30 in Viscount.
Hello, everybody.
Habla.
Afternoon session. We are almost after the introduction from yesterday afternoon, where we had the layout on our subject based on the inputs from Jean-Jacques and Fatima. Then we had a very productive discussion yesterday afternoon with continuation going to some more details and more aspects this morning. And now we have reached a rather critical stage. We must come up with conclusions and policy recommendations. As it was mentioned this morning already, our conclusions and policy recommendations will serve as our input for the final report. So the final report would be incomplete without the conclusions and inputs from thematic group 3. And the most difficult exercise now this afternoon is, after the long and intensive debates we had over the last 6.5 to 7 hours, to summarize the ideas, suggestions and concerns from the debate to very concrete conclusions and recommendations. Therefore, Glenn, the reporters, they have taken some notes. We had some additional assistance. Now we have some slides with very brief conclusions from the debates we will now present. Jean-Jacques will present them to you, and then we have to think about whether this is really reflecting the essence of the debates, whether aspects are missing in your opinion, but now it's the moment to make suggestions for concrete additions. Is the process and procedure now understood? We have 1.5 hours or less, even less than 1.5 hours for this debate, so we should try to be as precise as possible. Okay? Jean-Jacques, can you start with the first slides and notes?
Thank you, Wolf. This is Jean-Jacques. Well, since things are turning out this way, I'll do my best. I think the purpose of our exercise now is to get a general contribution from all participants here and by remote participation to the actual wording of part of what will become the report and perhaps recommendations from this thematic group to the upper level, which is the chair of the ALAC. All this would be fed into the Atlas II process as a result of our work over 1.5 or 2 days. So I can only try to act as a facilitator by pointing out certain things which, because of my experience, perhaps have some relevance, but it is really you who are to make the major contribution. So, on issue 2, which I hope will come online soon.
Can we have this on the can we have the slides on the screen?
Just
Okay, okay.
This computer doesn't have...
Okay. Give me one second. Okay, okay. Sasha, can you just elaborate a little bit on the the drafts you have already
on
in front of you?
On the methodology?
Huh? Okay. No, on the substance.
Oh, on the substance?
Yeah.
Of issue number two?
Yes.
Okay. So, since you can't see it, perhaps you'll forgive me for reading it out to you. Issue number two, there are differences between developed and developing countries for the end user in terms of... So, there at already I have a small problem with the terminology which is used here. I would suggest that there are differences between emerging economies and other economies for the... What's an end user? I call it the general internet user. But never mind. You'll see if you want to change that or not. In terms of, two dots, infrastructure, access, especially bandwidth, accessibility, for example, for persons with disability, costs and quality of services, and commercial agreements, that is, for example, between access and content providers and governments. And the second point there is these differences affect end users, again, end users, in terms of online activities, creation of local content and innovation, online literacy. Now, before I turn the floor over to you with the permission of the moderators, I want to make a personal remark. It's that all this is true, all this is accurate, apart from perhaps the vocabulary, but it's static. I don't think that it will represent a true contribution of this working group or this thematic group, because it's just a description. It doesn't say what we expect from this and where we want to go. So perhaps you could input from that point of view as well as we go along in looking at issue number two. There's one point which is not mentioned here and I personally consider of high importance, and that is the input from Aziz earlier today, which was to say that all these elements, infrastructure, access, accessibility, costs and quality of services, commercial agreements, etc., are all important. And by the way, I would add the contribution from our friend from Armenia who said, what about local content and the education to make that possible? Well, all these elements have to be seen together in a holistic way to make sense. Otherwise, some people told us today that, you know, in some cases there are countries where every child is given a computer. Okay, that sounds great, but then what about access? Is that guaranteed? What about content? Are they going to see the 101 Dalmatians for the 101st time in their lives at the age of 5? Is that education? Is it culture? Oh, it's entertainment, there's no doubt. So, I mean, there are real questions, and this I would suggest that we add a sentence to underline the necessity to have a holistic approach to these sectoral concerns, which are all legitimate, of course, access, accessibility, etc. But we also need to underline the user requirement for a holistic solution and a holistic approach by institutions, by governments, by ICANN, by others. So, these differences affect end users in terms of online activities, creation of local content and innovation, online literacy. I think that is indisputable, that is true. And that I wouldn't touch, except perhaps to elaborate on that, but the wording is okay, I think. So that was what I could do in a sort of improvised way, Gunella and Wolf, to keep the crowd busy, to keep the children at home quiet. I'm talking about my children and grandchildren, but I'm afraid I can't last 15 minutes like that, so you'll have to do something radical.
Thanks for this, Jean-Jacques. I hope we will now have the first slides to be reviewed and to be discussed with you. Okay. Yeah. So you see here part two. The draft of part one is still in process, so we will now restart with part two and come back to the first part later. So now have a critical look on the text. Does it reflect the process of our discussions? Surely not in all details, of course. Huh? You cannot on two, three slides comprise a discussion of 6 hours. But now it's the essential aspects and the essential points. And if you now have a close look, together with the language modifications already suggested by Jean-Jacques to avoid terms like developed and underdeveloped, etc. Now they are okay. Just a moment. Okay, here we are again. This makes the whole process.
It's clear here. Anyway,
yeah, but people, it's only, so okay. Okay, here we are again. Okay. Can we go back to the last? Yes, to this one. Any comments, suggestions from your side? Are there any comments? Does anybody want to comment on this? You are all satisfied? Okay. Would have been surprised, Sergio. Okay, go ahead.
Bueno, muchas gracias.
Sergio Salinas, Porto for the records. I'm proactive, Wolf, that's why. I'm going to wait for you to put your headphones on. Are you ready? Okay. Wolf, I meant that I am proactive. That's why I speak a lot. And I'm from Argentina. I have these two problems. And I heard John Jacques, and I would like to make some comments. First of all, I think it's okay not to use developed and developing, but emerging countries. And secondly, we talked about digital literacy. Instead of using digital literacy, I would say literacy. digital appropriation, because we take up rights which we already have. Digital ownership, because we take ownership of that right, the right to use new technologies. So I'd like to use digital ownership and not digital literacy, if possible. Thank you very much.
There's next comment on the right side, and then we come back to Pastor Peters.
Perdón, un pequeño detalle. Habla Aida Noblilla, observando el tema de Uruguay.
I am from Uruguay, and my country has U and U. The second vowel in the name of my country is Uruguay. But the idea is, the program we have is not just a program whereby we give computers to children, but it's a training and education program. It's a comprehensive program that includes education training, and we give computers to children as part of the whole program. But we train children and teachers, so education and training is part of the whole program. It reaches and influences the families because we teach children, and their families learn through the children. But it's a global and comprehensive program. It's not just giving away computers. This is, I'd like this to clarify, to be clarified, because it's a global program. It's not a program that includes only giving computers to children. We should say that it's a program that includes training on new technologies, which includes giving computers as part of the whole program.
Asking for come with concrete formulations. We cannot go into details. We cannot make case studies and case listing. We must come up with a recommendation.
The person from Uruguay is speaking, and the program is a program of training and education that includes giving computers to participants. So this is what I would suggest correcting.
Para que no quede que se. Gracias.
Okay, quick remark directly from Jean-Jacques to her, and then we come back to you.
Yes, I'd like to make clear that when I mentioned, among many other examples, of course, providing a computer for each kid, I wasn't thinking of any country in particular. I didn't look at the screen. I was thinking about the whole flow of the conversation for the last 2 days.
Yeah.
So I wasn't thinking about you or your country. Thanks.
The lady from Uruguay is speaking based on what I have seen on the screen, because I think your criticism or your comments are positive, constructive criticism. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. And can we continue over here on the... Can we pass over the micro to Pastor Peters?
Pastor Peters, for the record. I'm interested in the last item, reestablish trust in the internet and empower end users to take part in policy development. I wanted to say how we could include cost. Cost in the sense that if there's one challenge faced by the average end user, is the cost that is associated with internet usage, because it varies from country to country. So before you can go into the internet, you have to pay. So if there is a way we could also look at that to reduce costs for the average user, that would be something that could also help to empower the internet users.
I have a question. As far as I remember, the cost factor comes at another point. So it is included, but not on under this part. I wouldn't just see empowerment under cost calculation factors. The cost factor was discussed under accessibility this morning.
Yeah, he's I think this is Judith Hallstein for the record. I think he's commenting the trust was issued on relating to cybercrime and cyber fraud, and how that was, and that how the fear and the lack of trust is what people could not get onto the internet. That what you're talking about isn't important, but it relates to a different topic.
Okay. Any other comments? We included what was said so far for the revised version, but does it mean you are happy with the summaries and the conclusions we have here? Is that true again? Can you speak in use
of... Read it in Spanish, I think he says.
I can't see, I can't hear.
I think he wants us to read that in Spanish.
Oh.
No, but you're learning